The number one show on Netflix right now is no longer Tiger King.
Oh, no.
It's their reboot of Unsolved Mysteries. Have you been watching it?
Yeah, I can't do it.
How come?
Because I watched one episode and they don't solve it.
That's why it's called Unsolved Mysteries.
I know, but they don't solve it at the end. So I just wasted an hour of my life for I don't know what happens at the end.
Okay, did you see the one? Was it the first episode with the guy, Ray Rivera, who falls through the roof?
Right.
Okay, so that is making big news right now. They're saying that his best friend, who I think obviously did it, because think about it. Your best friend is found dead. And is it a suicide? Is it not? The medical examiner ruled it undetermined, which means they don't know. They don't have evidence that it was a murder, but they don't think it's a suicide either.
Right.
The cops said, suicide. But yet every time they go to talk to the best friend, he won't say a word. He said, talk to my lawyer. There's a gag order on all of his employees. So it does make him look guilty. They are now calling that best friend of his Porter or something or other. Mm. They're calling him the new Carol Baskin.
Carol Baskin. Killed her husband, whacked him. Can't convince me?
Yeah, because Carol Baskin, there's still that mystery. Did she kill her husband and feed him to the tigers?
Right.
So the same thing happened to this guy, Ray Rivera, where there's no way he could have fit through the hole in the roof that he allegedly fell through. The dynamics don't work out. Like if he jumped off the building, he would never have been able to jump as far as where that hole is.
Mm-hmm.
And the way his injuries were, the fact that he had all these broken bones in places that should not have broken. But yet his eyeglasses and his phone were found on top of the roof.
Right.
So it's like he took off. Let me get this straight. He took off his glasses, put his phone down, and then just jumped straight down. Well, that's only a couple of feet. He wouldn't have died doing that.
Mm-hmm.
So it does seem like it's a big murder mystery. And there are all these theories to what happened to Ray Rivera. And all of those like internet sleuths are going crazy. This is the big case.
Well, then they should have did that part two so I could continue to follow it. They just ended and went, we have no idea who killed him. Have a nice day. And so I'm not used to watching shows like that. I'm used to watching shows on the ID channel, which wrap it up at the end.
This one, it's obvious. This guy, Porter Stansberry. I mean, this is his best friend, and he won't come forward and talk to the police. What's he hiding?
Mm-hmm.
So clearly, it looks like he killed him or had him killed. So they'll get to the bottom of this, and then it'll be one of these. It'll be like the Golden State Killer. Well, they'll eventually find out what happened, and then it'll be exciting to find out.
Yeah, but you only had my attention for an hour. You're not getting my attention for longer than an hour. And I went to start another one, and I went, they're not going to wrap it up. So I'm going to waste my time. So I go back and watch something else. But I'll tell you.
But this one is not really a mystery, is what people are saying. It's obvious who did it. They just need to find the evidence and get the guy to talk.
Mm-hmm.
So that one's a little more satisfying. So we know who did it. We don't know why, and we can't get him. As if I'm involved in the investigation. So there is an obvious conclusion to this. We just haven't reached it yet. Well, what are you watching otherwise? Give us a recommendation. What should we be watching?
Oh, Alone.
What's that?
I love Alone. I just don't know where to find it. I only found one season of Alone. It's where it's kind of like Naked and Afraid, but without the naked.
Okay.
So they put 10 people in the North Pole and they say, all right, live here as long as you can. You get nothing. You get like 5 things you can bring, like matches and whatever. But the person that stays there the longest wins $1 million.
Oh, yeah, that's another History Channel show. God, you love your History Channel shows.
I don't know how I found it, but you have to, I mean, people are going 90 days, 100 and some days, living in the freezing cold, 30 below, you know, and trying to find food and do all this. It's pretty amazing.
It isn't. I mean, I wouldn't last an hour.
I know. The minute it got below 65, game over. I'm done.
Or the minute I was the least bit hungry. Oh, I'm a little peckish. I am out of here.
Yeah. I mean, they got rabbits. You're not going to go and kill a rabbit and eat it. It's like one guy killed some varmint and got sick and had to be taken out. Well, it's because you ate a varmint. You're not supposed to eat rats. That's the reason why you don't eat those.
Can you bring a Kind bar with you? Can you bring like a case of Kind bars? Like what?
No, you got it. You have to fish. I mean, everybody fishes, but then the lake freezes over because it's 30 below. The first season, they only had 10 guys. And then second season, third season, they started throwing women in there. And the last season, the sixth season, a woman went all the way to the end.
That's amazing. That would never be me. I mean, really, if day one, I'd be like, I'm cold and I don't like fish. I think I'm going to turn to a vegetarian. Anybody have any broccoli?
Now, one lady, she's kind of like you, where you have to sleep with a pillow.
Right.
You know how you have to sleep with a pillow or you really can't sleep?
Under my arm, yep.
You have to have that pillow. Well, she needed a pillow too, but she didn't bring a pillow.
Okay.
So she used a rabbit that she killed and skinned it and then sewed it up and filled it with hay. And that's what she slept with.
That would never be me. I could
but she had a pillow.
I could do this show if they dropped me in like Costco. Like I could probably survive. How many days you got to survive?
You're there 100 days.
I could do 100 days in Costco. You know, because they got clothes, they got pillows, they got a TV, they got lots of food. I'd be fine. You could drop me in
TVs.
Costco.
Yeah, they have like 60 TVs.
Alone in Costco. Where's that show?
Yeah, Alone in Hawaii.